First meetings in an international business setting can often be difficult. Two strangers come together. Often they both have to speak a foreign language, English. So you have strangers who aren't sure what to say to each other, and they aren't sure how to say it. The result is pretty predictable, a difficult silence. Now, silence isn't necessarily bad. In some cultures, silence is good. It's positive because it signals respect. But for me, if you want to get to know someone, to understand them as a person and as a professional, which is essential for doing business together, then silence is a risk because you stop this process. If you want to learn about the other person and build a relationship, you need to ask questions. And this is the real value of asking questions. You learn stuff about the other person. So, which questions do you ask? I would say, in terms of style, keep it short and simple. Just ask simple starter questions. If you are meeting a visitor, you can say things like, "Did you have a good trip? Is this your first time here?" These kinds of questions are good because they allow an easy answer. They're not too personal, but they can quickly break the ice and get the conversation flowing. You know, sometimes the specific questions don't really matter. You just ask a question to get the ball rolling. And then it's important to ask follow-up questions. If you don't, small talk can feel very mechanical. In terms of what you ask about in those first few minutes, I think in business, you need to have a mix of personal and work topics. On the work side, asking about roles and responsibilities is good, and the organization behind the person, and where people work and travel. All these questions are easy to answer and give you useful background. And if you listen to what people tell you, you'll find more ideas for other questions. And all this asking questions, well, it builds understanding and in the end, trust. Remember, it's impossible to trust someone if you don't know them well. And how can you know them well? You've got to ask questions. Oh, one final thing. If possible, find something you have in common with the other person. Maybe you visited the same place, you like the same food, the same music or sport. When you and the other person have similar interests, the conversation often goes better.